to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, welcome along to the podcast. No Michelle Laurie with us today, which is unfortunate. She's got herself a migraine, a massive headache.
But she's never on the podcast with us.
Yeah, she's been on a couple.
Well, yeah.
Special guest.
Special
deliveries
guest.
Of...
I don't mean that in a bad sense. I mean, it's just that you say she's not with us.
But she hasn't been in the show today. So anything you hear post this intro in the podcast won't have Michelle in it because she wasn't a part of the show today.
That's right. That is right in a nutshell.
Are you going anywhere Easter?
I am going to Canyonlea. We got some really good friends in Canyonlea. Yeah. We're heading there on Saturday. And that's about it.
You're going to get drunk.
Hey, sorry, I just got a message.
Do you mind
if I just check this?
Who is it from?
It's from a good friend of mine called Donna. She's put up a picture of me wearing an Irish cap. Look at that.
Yeah, awesome. Here's what happened in the show.
You know, wait. Can I just be honest?
Oh, yeah, okay.
The Irish cap that I'm wearing, I always like that cap. And I've many times gone through my cupboards and drawers to see if I still have it. And I don't have it. I get these moments where I go...
Jesus Christ, we just wasted 12 seconds on that. Thank you so much. Good chat, man.
Fashion's important. Hey, man, quick question for you. Do you reckon romance is kind of not as romantic as it used to be?
Why? What do you mean? Do you think romance is dead?
Well, kind of. Like, for the new generation coming through, okay?
Sure.
The new generation. When we started off in our romantic days, okay? Back then, we would have to say, hey, can I get your digits to get someone's number, you know? We would say things like that. We didn't have mobile phones.
We would never say it like
that. No, we did. We all said, can I get your digits? Come on, you know we did. All right? It was a different time, and you'd remember the number, and you'd find their address, and you'd go to the cinema with them, and then...
Oh, mate, this is all sounding a bit stalky to me.
No, this is just the dating process.
Right.
Okay. Nowadays, okay, there's an article that's after going viral. I just saw it, and it blew my mind. Nowadays, what happens is you go out on a date, and then you send an itemized breakdown of the bill of the date
to the person
that you were out with, so that they can pay you back for the amount of money that you spent on them.
No way.
This is a true story. This is a true story, and apparently it's not an isolated incident.
This is
a common thing now, because... You know, nowadays you can do this whole thing with your phones where you can itemize the bill and everybody can pay at the same time and all this sort of stuff. You can also, you can break it down. You can send it by text message so that it's a fair deal.
Right.
This one particular story, it's gone viral. This guy, he's an accountant. Mm-hmm. He went out on a date.
Of course he is.
They had a wonderful night, but he sent her the bill afterwards and she was absolutely phased out by it. Disgusting. She thought, this is the most atrocious thing. You'd agree.
I think it's atrocious too.
It's atrocious. Where's the romance in that?
Romance is dead.
All right. And then I thought, oh, well, that wouldn't happen in the Leith household.
No.
No way.
Wouldn't happen in the Straney household.
No way. Although, so I was inspired. Mm-hmm. I got Eileen some flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Went online, got her some flowers, bouquet, beautiful, bought them and all the rest. Got home, the flowers hadn't arrived yet.
Mm-hmm.
Eileen turned around and says, did you just buy me flowers? And I went, what? She got a notification on her phone that I have bought her flowers. I'm like, come on. Come on. I am trying to be romantic here. This is like, romance is dead.
And the first thing that happens whenever you give them flowers, what did you do?
Yeah, what did you do?
Come on, I'm just trying to be romantic.
I am trying to be a cool dude. I'm trying to be your cool dude
that
I've always been.
You're trying to be a cool dude. Stop being a cool dude. Just be nice dad for a
You're not cool. You've never been cool.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Michelle and Damien's Topic Train. Topic train.
Yeah, the Topic Train today, if you've only just joined us. So what we do is we throw out a couple of current topics that are making news around the globe. And Michelle and Damien normally talk about it. Today, Damo, I'm throwing the topics directly at you. This is a big
directly
one.
Directly at me.
Yep, that's
all
it.
All right, let's see what you got.
Want to hear what you've got. Queen Mother.
Ooh.
Remember the Queen Mother?
Her teeth
are preserved in a very famous museum.
They are not.
They are.
No, you're joking.
No, I'm actually... That's not the topic, but that's just a side note. Queen Mother's teeth are in a museum in the UK.
You're having a go because you've always make fun of her teeth.
No, it's a true story. Anyway, the Queen Mother has actually left Harry more money in her $25 million will than the future King William.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, controversial there.
Exactly right. So, Damien, I want to find out, favourite child of your three. Oh, discuss.
You can't. You can't even ask that question.
That's a topic train.
There is no favourite child in the Leith household.
Really?
It does not exist. I will say this much, though.
Yeah.
Kiki? In the Leith household back...
It's Kiki?
No, in the Leith household back in
it's
Ireland...
It's Kiki, right?
I was the favourite child.
Oh, please.
I was the favourite child. Wait, you have you got a favourite child?
Well, I know that my mum and dad have a favourite child, and that's my brother. That's why we all call him the golden-haired boy. Oh. Every family has a favourite.
No, they do not. It's against all the rules.
I've got four kids. It's 24 past seven. None of them are awake. I've got four kids.
Don't
Addison's
name one.
The eldest. Then Finnegan, Emery and Griffin.
Don't name one.
Emery.
You can't do that.
She's just a fun little kid.
You can't.
She will annoy the hell out of me in the next 5 years and I'll have a new
I can't
favorite.
Believe you reveal that.
You can have a favourite child. It's all right, Damien.
There's no favourites.
Illawarra, let me know. Is it okay to have a favourite child? 4275 1965. Give us a buzz and discuss. Next in the topic train, COVID lockdowns continue in Queensland. Now, more cases have been revealed this morning and Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has advised that there could well be lengthier lockdowns over Easter.
Hopefully not. Fingers crossed.
Poor buggers. Damo, when did you get stuck somewhere?
You know what? I got stuck one time. I was in Perth for a gig, and I had to get the red eye from Perth back to Sydney. Okay, and that's fine. But I had a connecting flight with all my family. We were going to Ireland, so I had to get from the flight from Perth into Sydney, go straight into international, and go from there. Mm. The flight pulled over in Melbourne. And kept us on the tarmac for 4 hours.
Oh, no.
4 hours.
Missed the connecting flight?
No, I actually, would you believe it, I got it.
Oh,
I was
lucky.
Sitting on the plane. I was texting Ireland. I was like, come on, geez, you know, just check me in. Do whatever you got to do.
Mm.
I ran. I legged it. I'm telling you. I was like, get out of my way. I was knocking people over.
The funny little Irish man was doing his Irish jig to the gate.
Get lost. Here I come. Well, have you ever been stuck?
I got stuck in Vietnam for 48 hours.
48
just
hours.
Technical difficulties, all that sort of stuff with planes. And
what did you do? Drink beer?
No, we drank beer and we kept going out. We discovered more of Saigon and Vietnam again.
Yeah.
Terrible that you had to be stuck overseas.
That's a happy accident,
hours.
Really, isn't
it? Exactly right. That's our topic train for today.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Straney, every single morning I call my parents in Ireland.
You do, yeah.
Every single morning on my way to work, I have a chat with my parents. It is dinner time in Ireland. All right.
Oh, okay, right.
I interrupt their dinner every single day.
Oh, no.
Every single day. And, you know, as time's gone on, I've said, okay, well, what are you having for dinner? Because I want to know.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
And my mom likes to send me pictures of today's dinner, okay? No, but it's really
That's
cool.
That's nice. No, I'm not laughing at bad. It's quite nice. It's nice.
It's quite cute, you know? Yeah. And every single time I get one of these pictures, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember mom making me that, you know?
Yeah.
She sent me something this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, it is a lamb stew.
Give us a look. There's mam's lamb stew.
Now, come on, you're vegan. I know you're vegan, okay? So
no, but you know, this is classic Irish staple food, isn't it?
It is staple food, but it is delicious.
I've noticed here she's got the lamb, she's got the carrots, she's got like some sort of weird clear gravy. Mrs. Leith, if you're listening.
The gravy is the secret ingredient.
Right. Well, she's got potato in there, but there's also mashed potato on the side.
Well, that's very much an Irish dinner. We have multiple versions of potatoes on every dish. Okay.
So she sends you a photo of what they're eating every night to remind you of what she used to cook for you.
Well, that's exactly.
That's wonderful.
There is nothing like my mam's lamb stew. Okay, I know you're there having a bit of a slag about it, but the taste of that. Now, if I had that right now, I would instantly be transported back to Ireland. Yeah, I mean, this makes me homesick just looking at this. Immediately I look at this and go, straight back. I'm a 15 year old again.
Yeah,
I'm back in cold Ireland.
My mum's, and this is back when we used to eat a lot of meat. My mum's lamb roast. The lamb roast on the bone with the roast potatoes and the mate, nobody can beat Mum's lamb roast.
Well, this is the thing. You grow up, no one can beat. Mums have a signature dish.
Yes.
You know, there's lots of food that you have over the years, but there's always one dish. Like for me, this lamb stew that I'm looking at. And by the way, there's a lovely glass of wine just in front of it as well. All of this is just. This,
very artistic shot.
This is my youth right here, except for the wine.
Yay.
Well.
You are Irish. That's got me thinking now. Hey, listen, I know that we want to find out. As you said, Damien, every mum has their signature dish. So reckon want to find out this morning. What is it that your mum makes that nobody else can make?
No one can top it. You've even tried to top it, but you cannot. I mean, I've tried to make Mum's lamb stew.
Yeah, can't do it.
And I've not done it right. It just doesn't taste right.
Everybody in the Illawarra has a story. What's that one meal your mum makes better than anybody?
There's got to be. Come on. Gnocchi. I know a lot of mums out there that make gnocchi, and gnocchi's hard to make.
Yeah, 4275 1965. Give us a buzz. We want to find out this morning. This is going to be good. Reminisce about your childhood Illawarra.
My mum's lamb stew, your mum's roast.
Roast chicken. All of the roast veggies are amazing.
I'll tell you, what about, Beck from Albion Park, what does your mum make that is just incredible?
My mum makes a good old stuffed capsicum. It's called Polnete pieperki in Macedonian.
Yeah, of course,
but it's soft capsicum with mince and rice and all the good stuff and veggies.
So does Mum cook the rice first, then chuck it all into the capsicum and chuck it in the oven again?
I'm not sure. I do. I'm just there for the food, to be honest. I'm not there for the...
She's a consumer.
She's not there for the lessons on how to cook it. She doesn't want to make it. Mum, just keep doing that. 4275 1965.
Now, we've got a good friend of the show, Jess, from Brilliant Blooms. Are you on to tell us about your mum, Sarah?
Yes. I'm just telling that my mum's beef cheeks with mashed potato are amazing. Very, very mouth-watering. So deliciously soft and tender. They're so good.
Oh, beef cheeks, I tell you what, when they're done right and they're just dripping off the plate, they're that slippy that they just fall off the plate if you don't treat them well. No, but it is. It's an amazing thing.
You are so silly sometimes. Food dripping off the plate.
Well, you know.
So is it only the beef cheeks and the mash? Is there something else that goes with it?
Occasionally she puts veggies with it, but you just need those two. They're just perfect as they are.
Wow. But there'd be like some sort of juice,
big,
wouldn't there be? Like
gravy.
Like a gravy or something.
Yeah. I don't know what Mum puts on it, but it like already has like a self-sourcing gravy and like a marinade over the top. You don't even need to have gravy with it.
Jess, shut up. Get off the phone.
Wow.
Seriously, you've tipped us over the edge. We are so hungry this morning now.
Does she ever put any edible flowers on there as well? Because,
Brilliant Blooms.
The Brilliant Blooms.
She'll probably hear this and try it.
Hey, good on you, Jess. You have a great day. Thanks so much for the call.
You too, guys. See you later.
Hey, you know, we have over 500 comments.
I know.
On what people think their mum makes better than anyone else. Join that conversation at our Facebook page.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I reckon we gave our neighbours a migraine last night.
What?
We're always looking for games in the lead up to long weekends. We're looking for things to entertain the kids.
Yeah.
We don't want them stuck on phones non-stop. We don't want them watching TV non-stop.
Yeah.
So you're trying to introduce the old games. Cluedo comes out.
Nah.
Uno comes out, or Uno, or whatever you want to call it.
Uno,
You know, Monopoly, all that sort of stuff. But
not Monopoly.
Too long. No.
Same with Cluedo, too long. You can't have a game that goes for too long.
No, the kids don't mind that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What holiday game are you playing last night?
All right, well, normally what we do is when we got to go for a long drive, we have a game where we say whoever speaks first loses. It's a great game. It's the only quietness we get in our entire drive.
We offer money when we play that game. $10. And $10, for $10, all the kids will shut up forever.
Money best spent, I tell you. That's $10, okay. That's where we've always gone wrong. We've never offered money.
Yeah, offer the money, man. They'll shut up for hours.
It's amazing the noises they can make. That don't involve speaking, though.
Yeah, right.
You know, when to play that game.
I mean, sure.
Everything else. So last time we introduced a new game into the family dinner time where you're not allowed to talk, but you've got to make a sound. And anyone who laughs is out of the game.
Ah, yeah, of course, yeah.
So we went around the table, all having goes of making sound effects.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Tell you what, it got out of control.
So what sort of sound effects did you make?
Well, mine were some of the winning sound effects. I had things like this, you know, the thing like that. And
What do you mean?
That's a pretty good sound.
Well, you didn't hear it.
What?
No. So what was your sound?
That was my sound.
That thing.
See, if you did it, I would be laughing.
Yeah,
okay. So, this is the thing, you've got to stop yourself from laughing at the other people.
Oh, so you can't laugh.
You can't laugh.
You can't laugh when you make the sound effect yourself.
You can't laugh at your own sound effect, and you can't laugh at anyone else's.
Right.
If you laugh, you're out of the game.
What do you win?
You win nothing.
Okay.
You win the absolute joy of saying that you are the winner of this game.
Sure.
This is a holiday special, okay?
That's a good one.
Right. That's a lot of people making sound effects that are kind of like this. Traditional. But in the midst of it all, we're there playing the game, and then Billy, our little dog, our little moodle.
He made a real sound effect that made everybody laugh.
He made a real sound effect that was followed by a smell.
Billy! Billy!
That was followed by an odor, which took us all the way from the table. We're like, you win, Billy.
Oh, Billy.
You've got this one. You are the champion.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.